Our society in the world and in South Sudan is shaken, my brothers and sisters, by a very deep and rooted tribal hatred that affects our performance to serve our brothers and sisters in love, in peace, and in justice. In our own communities, we see clear grudges and misunderstandings that seems impossible even to cure, to heal. Families, individuals, brothers and sisters hating themselves to death. Our people in South Sudan and our tribes are kept apart. We are kept apart not only by the real mountains and forest. The mountains we have here, they are not the one only keeping us apart, and the trees we have, but we are also imprisoned in the prison of our own cultures. What is happening in our country today is borrowed from cultures, bad cultures. The question we ask is, where are the Christian values, where are the Christian culture of love, of justice, and of peace? They are put aside. So our country today is full of this hatred, the cultural hatred which we inherited earlier on in history. And for this reason, we then don't understand each other because of that. We don't even know each other. We despise each other, and we are afraid of each other. All these fightings here, what is it for? It is fear. Well, okay. Those who are afraid are always fighting. Somebody who is not afraid, he doesn't fight. The fearful are the ones fighting. Well, okay. Now that you are in this church so quiet and so happy and so devoted to yourself and you are so meditating, you are not afraid because you are in church. Why are people afraid? When you see them being guarded with a lot of guns, you can say, oh my God, what is this man afraid of? Guns everywhere. Where are those guns brought? Because somebody is afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid to sleep. He is to be guarded so that he can sleep. My giving volume, yakekele numbara. This is the problem. We are so afraid of each other, so much so that we think that we have enemies everywhere. And this is the problem. One time somebody found me in Konyo Konyo. I went to a shop of somebody, I want to buy something. He said, Bishop, you are moving around, why? I said, what is the problem? With whom do you want me to move? He said, no, you must move with somebody. I said, so far up to now, I have never stolen something or somebody. The day I will become a thief, I will be guided. And I will have very many bodyguards. Because if I have those bodyguards, where will they eat? I need to steal something big so that they can benefit from it. Yet we call ourselves Christians. Why can't we move these mountains, these trees that are dividing us? Is it because they are too heavy, or they have taken root in us? Is it through that tribalism, our cultural background have taken root in us? One time we were discussing about our situation with some bishops in East Africa, and they asked me, they said, Bishop, can you tell us in few words? We hear that 99% of the people in South Sudan are Christians. I say, yes, maybe that estimation is correct. But why are they hating themselves like as if they are not baptized? What is the problem? Are your leaders baptized? I said, yes, they are even confirmed. What is the problem? I told them a very simple answer, which somebody might have already known. That the blood of the tribe in us is thicker than the water of baptism. So even if you pour around many jerrycans on these people, they will remain tribal. And that is why one time I say, we'll have to ask that some people should be baptized with hot water. So that it penetrates. It penetrates. So that they can continue to remember that they are baptized. Because cold water seems not to be working. like the one of the rest of mankind. Can our faith succeed to pull out this evil from us, this root of evil from us, so that we are able to look at each other as brothers and sisters, so that when I'm a commander, I cannot deploy soldiers to go and burn a village just because somebody in that village seems to have disagreed with the whole system, and so the whole villages are to be burned. Why? Why? When my brother rebel against the government, I am the one to be killed. Yakwana. We are different. This man is born on his own time. We are not even twins. What kind of mentality is this? You don't look for the person. You look for his son, for his daughter, for his uncle. Why? No, he's the uncle of the rebel. Was I born like that? If I knew that I was the uncle of a rebel, I would refuse to be born. Let us not forget. Let us not forget that with faith, we have the power to defeat the devil. And we have to say, no, this is not correct. This is not right. This is not correct. When a thief is found in Qatar, all the people of Qatar are condemned to be thieves. But the man who has stolen, he is the one to be caught, and he should be punished according to whatever he has deserved. Because of our tribal confusion, we bring this tribal confusion into the government system. So much so that even those who hold PhDs are now tribalized with all the books they have read. They are now acting like villagers, completely like cultural groups, not understanding the values of humanity, and begin to say, look, we are not here for this. Yes, I come from a certain tribe, and so what? If I am a Karamoja, I am a Karamoja because God created me in that place. My mother cannot be your mother. That is all. But all of us are human beings created in His image and in likeness. We need to remain resilient, my brothers and sisters, to preach love, justice and peace by our action, not with the mouth. Not with the mouth. Otherwise, we will end up like Prophet Habakkuk today to push the blame all on God. And we say, God, what is wrong with you? We start blaming God for our own failures, for our own mistakes. We do injustice to ourselves and we blame God. Do you know these days what they are saying? Well, I intensify prayer for peace. Yes, I believe in prayer. But can you collect the guns and put them in the store? Can you do that? Can you stop hating people? Can you stop dividing people according to tribal and regional lines? Can you embrace this country as all as ours? Can you stop displacing people? That's it. These things have to stop. It is not God to do it. God did not go to the factory to buy the tanks and the guns. It is you. God created you good. And He created another person also good. It is a grace that we are Christians. And we have and we must put our Christian values into action. So much so that we behave Christian. And as we behave Christians, as St. Paul is emphasizing to Timothy, who is a bishop, and say, Bishop, don't get tired. There will be people who will enter into your system to confuse you, but keep resilient. And I'm writing to you from prison. I am in prison because of this cross. Because of this cross. It is only this that will liberate us. If we live truly as Christians, we should not be Christians by name. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Radio Bekita.